Okay, following players will be out. Steven Burton, obviously, Justin Forsett, and Josh Evans. Everybody else in the report is probable. We just told them to get off their feet now. Again, we finished our last part of our preparation, on the field preparation phase. So it's worked out well. They'll get some time off their feet, and then we'll meet them at the hotel tonight.
Do you anticipate the Texans going to Andre really early in this game after what happened?
Well, we know that he's going to be highly targeted. So we just anticipate throughout the game he's going to do it. You know,
in ways in which do you think they'll try and run shorter stuff to almost guarantee, like, increase the chances of completing it?
Well, you know, some teams may do that. I think we'll just go off of based off what we've seen off film, and then we'll anticipate, you know, if we have to make some adjustments and things. But you know, our coverages are so varied. We play three deep, we play two deep, quarters, we play man, we play robber. So. You know, if we're playing man, they run short routes with them, then we should have tighter coverage. So I think we just have to go through the game and then make adjustments as needed.
Mincy, 90%, 100%?
Yeah, Mincy, unless something unforeseen happens, will be active.
What does that mean for Avery Jones?
Active.
Okay.
Right now, that's what we're anticipating.
Okay.
When you have a short week like this, we've got to compress a bunch of stuff. Something's got to be sacrificed here or there.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just like having a day without pads. You know, Wednesday, if you go, well, we're going to take the pads off. You're trying to say, you know what, let's take care of these guys. Let's keep them healthy. We love practicing in pads, but we really want to make sure that we're healthy and playing fast. And I think that's the same thing with this week. Sure, it'd be nice to go out there with pads or spiders and go full all out, but we're not going to sacrifice us playing fast or the attempt to play fast over that. So there's been some give and take. The tempo of practice obviously isn't as high as it normally would be because it's more of a walkthrough mode. But we know that. We know that part of it. And, you know, we're just trying to get our guys really feeling good about their bodies and where they are physically.
Is there something meeting-wise or administratively that you kind of can't do this week?
No, our meetings have been pretty much the same throughout. Meeting after practice, all those things have been the same. It's just the on-the-field part, the tempo of practice primarily.
Winston Guy making his first start. Do you pull him aside tonight or tomorrow and say?
Well, you know what? I did talk to our team today about this game, you know, and the opportunity that's in front of us. And to really try to, you know, it's not a game. In our mind, where I'd really like to take him is, okay, now we're playing Thursday night. Now it's a national, you know, audience. Now let's really get amped up. To me, I don't want to take our team there. I want them to really trust their preparation, keep it the same courses that we've always done, and then trust your preparation and stay true to who you are. Rather than this week, let's get amped up because it's a Thursday night game. Well, now what are we doing next Sunday? Don't get amped up. I don't want to send them that double message.
Mike Tomlin got fined $100,000 for the sideline thing as a head coach. What's your reaction to that?
Stay back. I know Mike, and I know what he's all about and how he feels about this game. So, you know, without knowing too much about it, you know, I'm sure, you know, he's made his comment to the media about it, but I know what he's all about and how much this game means to him.
Guys, you talked the last couple weeks about how practice preparations were the big key.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you were able to get that done this week?
That's a great one, because out in the field today, I was thinking about that, how important preparation is, and when your tempo is down a little bit, do you prepare the same way? But that was a challenge for our guys that we talked about early in the week. We felt like yesterday's practice and watching it and then visiting with the coaches, like, you know, one specifically, Jed, I was talking to him. He said, wow, it was a great practice for being in no pads and in hats. He said, I really felt like we executed. We got a lot of things accomplished. So that's good. We want to push it as far as we can, but, you know, with still the idea of taking care of them physically. But that's always a challenge.